我先问大家几个问题。
When I begin, I want to ask you some questions.
你心中有忧愁吗？
Are you worried in your heart?
你心中有焦虑吗？
Are you anxious?
你心中有惧怕吗？
Do you feel fear in your heart?
还是你的心被平安所充满？
Or your heart is filled with peace?
前几天呢，有弟兄姐妹说，哎呀，侯牧师来到我们中间有半年多的时间了。
A few days ago, some brothers and sisters said, Pastor Ho, you have been with us for about half a year.
但是这半年的时间呢，看见他面对很多的挑战，遇到很多的问题。
But within this 6 months, I've seen you facing many challenges and problems.
我在这过程中呢，也是学习一个信心和平安的功课。
And during this process, I'm also learning the lesson of faith and peace.
比方说呢，我刚来的时候呢，我们就着手要来做我工作签证的事情。
For example, when I first arrived, we are working on my work permit.
这个律师说呢，这个应该是15个工作日就可以办好。
My attorney told me that you can get this within 15 days.
结果呢，一等等了半年多。
But I've been waiting for about half a year.
我的儿子呢，今年开始上幼儿园。
And my son started a preschool.
在北京。
In Beijing.
结果他过了几天回去跟他妈妈说。
But a few days later, he went back to told his mom.
他说有的小朋友有爸爸，有的小朋友没有爸爸。
Some children, some friends have fathers, and some don't.
他属于没有爸爸的。
I'm the one who doesn't have a father.
然后终于呢，我的这个工作签证手续办好了。
Finally, my work permit has arrived.
我就买了机票，准备回去帮助我的太太还有孩子。办手续带他们过来。
I bought my ticket and preparing to go back to Beijing to bring my wife and son over here.
我告诉我儿子说，爸爸已经买了机票要回去。
So I told my son, I have bought ticket. I'm going back home.
结果每一天，他问他妈妈说，爸爸是不是已经在路上了
？And every day, my son would ask his mom, "Is Daddy on the way?"
但是呢，我要来帮这个我们全家来预约，在北京的美国大使馆的这个。有一个 interview， 有一个必要的手续。
And then I have to make an appointment with the American consulate in Beijing for the to come over here.
这个大使馆的网站上呢，只给我12月份的日期可以选，1月份的一直不向我开放。
But then the consulate only allowed me to have the interview within the month of December. January has not opened yet.
我了解别的人这个申请签证，1月份早都开放了。
But I know that some other people who apply for permit, the January dates have been opened for them.
我每天查看两次，我不断的给大使馆发邮件，没有人回应我。
So I check the website twice a day, but no one answered me from the American consulate.
最近呢，这个北京天气很冷，我的小孩呢又得了肺炎，我心里非常的焦虑。
And recently, Beijing has been very cold, and my son caught pneumonia, so I became very worried.
那么我们心中的焦虑。和平安，它的关键点在哪里
？So what's the crucial point between being anxious and being peaceful？
我们等一会儿一起来看。
So we will see that later。
开始之前，我们一起来低头做个祷告。
Let's have a prayer before we start。
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督圣灵保惠师。
Our dear Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit。
谢谢你，你赐给我们这样的美好的早晨，让我们众儿女可以来到你的面前。
Thank you for this wonderful morning that your children can come before you.
让我们一起来见你的面，来聆听你的话语，来被你的圣灵充满。
That we may see your face, to hear your word, and be filled with your spirit.
求你开我们的心，让我们能够满满的被你的话语，被你的智慧所充满。
Please fill our heart that we can be filled by your wisdom and by your word.
我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手上。
We commit our time to your hands.
愿你来得着我们口中的。赞美和感谢。
May you be pleased with our praise and our thanksgiving.
因为你配受这一切。
Because you're worthy of all.
说谢谢你。
Thank you.
我们也特别的为最近发生的两次枪击事件来祷告。
We pray especially for the two shooting events that happened lately.
主啊，我们看见这个世界上还是被很多的纷乱、被仇恨。所搅扰。
We see that the world is still very troubled by hatred.
主啊，愿意你来消弭这个不同的人群、不同的民族之间的仇恨。
May you take away all the hatred and enmity between different races.
愿意你的爱就充满这个世界。
And may your love fill this world.
我们为所有这个遇害还有受伤的人来祷告。
We pray for all those victims.
我们为所有这些这个过程中受到伤害的人的家人来祷告。
And people who have been injured to be harmed by these events.
愿意你亲自来做这样的安慰的工作。
May you comfort them personally.
说谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么平安究竟是什么
？What is peace?
这个世界的平安呢，是基于掌控感的。
The world's peace comes from being in control.
比方说，我想要有足够的金钱，我觉得我就有平安了。
For example, if I have enough money, I would have peace.
我有安全的环境，我就有平安。
If I have a safe environment, I would feel peace.
我有健康的身体，我就有平安了。
I'm healthy, I have peace.
但是耶稣要给我们的平安，它是基于信任的。
But the peace that Jesus wants to give us is based on trust.
不管在任何的环境里面，耶稣的爱它永不改变。
No matter what situation, Jesus' love will never change.
我们通过今天的经文，我们来看看耶稣的门徒他们怎么会在这样艰苦的环境里面去。
And through the scriptures this day, we can see how the disciples have peace in the midst of all their troubles.
那么这个平安是有一个悖论的。
There is a paradox of peace.
这个世界的平安呢，它是基于这个缺少痛苦、没有痛苦的状态。
So for the world, the peace comes from free from worry and pain.
我在信主刚信主的时候，我以为信主之后我的人生就永远的会平顺下去了。
When I first became a Christian, I thought that the rest of my life will be very smooth.
我以为我就不再遇到困难，不再遇到挑战了。
I thought that I would never have any difficulty or any other challenges.
结果我信了主之后呢，发现不对啊。
But after I became a Christian, that wasn't so.
我生活中的挑战和困难好像没有少，甚至有的时候还多了一些。
The challenges and the troubles in my life did not go away, but they seem to be more.
但是神呢，在不同的环境里面，他一样给我们平安。
But in all the different circumstances, God always gives me peace.
我们怎么样能够在任何的环境中都找到这样的平安呢？
How can we find such peace in any circumstances?
我们今天的讲道分成三个部分。
So my sermon will have three parts.
第一个部分是平安的根源。
First part is a source of peace.
第二个部分是平安的道路。
And the second part is the path to peace.
第三个部分是平安的实践。
And the third part is to live out the peace.
我们一起来看第一部分。
Let's look at the part one.
平安的根源，我们一起来读。
The source of peace.
约翰福音十四章一节。
Let's read John 14 verse 1.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
耶稣这个话呢，是对跟他最亲近的这十一个门徒所讲的。
These words were spoken to Jesus' closest disciples, 11 of them.
是在一个什么样的情境下讲的呢？
But under what circumstances did he tell them that?
为什么这些门徒他们心里会有忧愁呢？
Why do the disciples feel troubled?
我们学习约翰福音到这个四章呢，看到耶稣基督他的公开事工已经到了最尾声的阶段了。
When we come to John chapter 14, we see that the Jesus' ministry on earth is about to conclude.
在这个过程里面呢，耶稣不断的告诉这些门徒预言他会被捕，他会受刑罚，甚至是会死。
And while he was with them, he continually reminded them that he will be punished, he will be tried, and he will die.
然后这个时候呢，整个的这个政治气氛已经非常的紧张了。
And the political atmosphere is very, very serious.
这些犹太的宗教领袖，他们处心积虑的就是要抓捕耶稣，就是要除灭这样一个新的宗教改革的力量。
The Jewish religious leaders wanted to have Jesus arrested and have him put to death.
而且为什么这时候我说只有十一个门徒呢？有一个门徒犹大已经去到往这个出卖耶稣基督的路上去了。
And why were there only 11? Because Judas has betrayed Jesus and he left.
那么这些门徒他们也能够感受到这样紧张的气氛，他们也很担心这个事情。
So the disciples can also feel the tense situation and they're worried about their future.
在这时候耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁。然后他说，你们信神也当信我。
It's at this moment that Jesus said, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
耶稣基督的这些门徒呢，都是犹太人，他们是相信耶和华神的。
And all the disciples of Jesus, they were Jewish people, so they believe in God, Jehovah.
然后我们看呢，在这一章里面，耶稣基督不断地把他自己跟耶和华神做直接的关联。
And so in this chapter, we see Jesus often make a connection between himself and God.
他说，你们信神也当信我。
He says, you believe in God, believe also in me.
你今天的忧愁是什么？
What is your worry today?
你在工作中有挫败吗？
Do you feel frustrated at work?
你的家庭关系有裂痕吗？
Is there a breach between your family relationships?
你有健康的问题吗？
Do you have healthy issues?
你有财务上的危机吗？
Do you have financial crisis?
你为你的孩子的未来担心吗？
Are you worried about the future of your children?
其实我们的生活中不断的可以找到一些事情让我们去忧愁。
Actually, there are many things we can find in our life that cause us to worry.
哎呀，我想起来，怎么这个签证的预约一直不向我开放
？So I'm worried about why this visa application hasn't opened up for me.
我在想，这个我的家人一月底要来，我还没有给他们找到合适的居住的地方。
I'm also concerned about not finding a rental place when my family comes here at the end of January next year.
我想起我的孩子得了肺炎，这个可能要住院。
And I think that my son had pneumonia. He might be admitted to the hospital.
我的心中就充满了焦虑。
So I feel very anxious inside.
我晚上会睡不着觉。
I couldn't sleep at night.
那么，我们在这里这么焦虑，我们是在寻找什么
？So being so anxious, what are we actually seeking after?
我来总结呢，我们寻找两样东西。
I think, and to conclude that, I think we're seeking two things.
一件事情呢是确定性。
One is for certainty.
就是我知道什么事情会发生，什么事情不会发生。
To be certain that something may happen and something may not happen.
不光是现在的事情我知道。
Not only the things that are happening right now.
而且是将来的事情我也知道。
But things that will happen in the future, I would also know.
不光是在场的这个事情我看得到的我知道。
Not only the things I can see right now that I know.
而且是很遥远的地方。现在要发生的，将来要发生的事情，我都知道。
And also to know in the very remote places what's happening now and what will be happening in the future.
我们追求的是这样的确定性。
We're looking for this kind of certainty.
但是这样的确定性意味着什么呢
？But what does it mean to have such certainty?
这是一种全知的能力。
This is the omniscient power.
或者说，用另外一个词说是无所不知的能力。
Or in other terms, there's someone who knows everything.
那么这是我们能够有的能力吗
？But is this a power that we would have?
没有人能够有这样的。
Nobody would have such power.
第二个我们所追求的是掌控感。
And the second thing we always look after is to be in control.
我们能够控制什么事情发生，什么事情不发生。
That we're able to control what will happen and what will not happen.
我们能够控制我自己能够决定的因素，我们也希望能够控制所有其他的。因素
we want to be able in control of what we ourselves can decide and what other people will decide.
那么这是一种什么样的能力呢
And what kind of power is that?
这是一种全能的能力
That's the omnipotent power.
用另外一个词说是一种无所不能的能力
In other words, is you can do anything.
这是我们能够有的能力吗
Is this what we can have?
其实不是的
No.
那么我们在追求一个我们完全不可能有的能力是两个完全不可能有的能力的时候，我们就永远的处在一种焦虑之中。
So when we are seeking to have those powers that we could never have, so we put ourselves in an anxious state.
但是感谢主，这个世界上有一位，他又是全知又是全能的。
But thank God we have someone who is omniscient and also omnipotent.
那么是谁呢？他就是。我们整个宇宙的创造主神。
Now who is that? It is a creator of our universe.
当我们离开神，我们从自我出发去追求这种确定性和这个掌控感的时候。
And when we depart from God and looking for this certainty and the power to control,
我们不可避免的就会陷入到焦虑、忧愁，甚至是恐惧之中。
So unavoidably, we will sink ourselves into anxious, worry, and fear.
我们从自我去出发，追求这种确定性和掌控感。
So from ourselves, we look after, we're seeking for this certainty and this power to control.
寻求这种无所不知和无所不能。
To be omniscient and to be omnipotent.
从某种意义上来说，是一个拜一个虚无的偶像。
So in other words, we are worshiping a God that is not there.
那么我们怎么样能够拥有真正的平安呢
？How can we truly have such peace?
平安的真实的来源不是环境。
So the true source of peace does not come from our environment.
不是这些环境里面所有的因素，我是不是能够掌控？是不是我能够预测
？It's not from that I can predict or I can control in all the factors in these circumstances.
而是我们真正的知道，这一切是谁在这个拥有，谁在管理的。
But to know that who's owning and who's managing all these factors.
有的时候我形容就是我们的那种焦虑，好像我们想要用自己的双手托住万有。
Sometimes I describe such anxiety as, you know, using our hands to uphold the whole world.
我想到这个的时候就觉得，哇，这完全是不可能的事情。
So I would think this is totally impossible.
那我们应该让谁来托住万有呢
？Then who are going to let to hold the whole world in his hands.
圣经告诉我们神他是托住万有的。
The Bible tells us that God is the one who holds up the whole universe.
你真的信神吗
?Do you really believe in God?
你信神的话你就不要托住万有你让神他自己来托住万有。
So if you do, do not uphold the world by yourself, let God do it.
我们起来读十四章二节。
Let's do 14 verse 2.
在我父的家里有许多住处若是没有我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
My father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you?
那么，耶稣基督呢，已经不断地告诉他的门徒，他要离开他们。
Jesus has continually told his disciples that he's going to leave them.
这些门徒在三年半的时间里面跟耶稣一起生活，一起事工。
So within 3.5 years, they lived with Jesus and they did ministry together.
他们看见耶稣基督他的能力。
They saw Jesus' power.
但是这时候耶稣要离开他们了。
But now Jesus is going to leave.
他们心中呢就充满了焦虑和忧愁。
So they are filled with anxiety and worries.
但耶稣说，我这个离开呢不是永远的关系的断绝。
But Jesus said, "No, my leaving is a terminal."
耶稣特别说呢，是在我父，也就是父神那里，家里面有许多的住处。
He told them especially that in my father's house there are many mansions.
我看到这个住处呀，这个词。
Why see this word rooms?
它不光是一个居住的空间。
It's not only a dwelling space.
那我们在不管是在汉语还是在英语里面，这个房子和家好像是指的同样的东西，但是又是不完全一样的。
So in Chinese, the house and home seems to point to the same thing, but actually they're different.
耶稣在这里不是说我们将来会有地方住。
Jesus doesn't say that we have a place to live.
而是说我们是有真正的那种归属的地方，是有关系的归属感的。
But that we do have this sense of belonging. There's a place that we belong.
我们跟神的关系是完全的恢复了。
Our relationship with God is totally restored and totally reconnected.
我们一起来读第三节。
Let's read verse 3 together.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
门徒以为耶稣这一走就是要遗弃他们了。
Disciples thought that once Jesus left, Jesus is going to abandon them.
就不再管他们了。
And that Jesus would not care for them anymore.
但是耶稣说呢，耶稣不光是要为他们预备地方，而且还要亲自的来接他们。
But Jesus said, "I will not only prepare a place for you; I will come back and take you there with me."
那么门徒呢？他们惧怕分离。
So the disciples are afraid of being separated.
但是这个分离，这个距离上的分离，这个物理上的分离，并没有破坏这个关系，没有破坏我们跟耶稣的关系。
But this physical distance did not destroy their relationship with Jesus.
这个物理的距离呢，不能够中断我们属灵的内住。
The physical separation, the distance cannot interrupt or terminate our spiritual relationship.
而且在约翰福音里面呢，约翰不断的跟我们讲，这种内助是两个方面的内助。
And many times in the Gospel of John, the indwelling has two different meanings.
是我们住在耶稣里面。
First, we indwell, we dwelt in Christ.
耶稣呢，也就在我们里面。
And Jesus in us.
用这种双重的内住呢，表示我们跟主耶稣基督的关系是完全的联合在一起的。
So by this way of description, it tells us that our relationship with Jesus is very, very closely connected.
第三节，耶稣在这里讲：“我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们。”
And here Jesus promised that if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you there.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
这是告诉这些门徒，你们不要惧怕。耶稣他没有抛弃你们，他为你们预备地方，而且还会再来接你们。
And to tell disciples do not fear, he's going to prepare a place for them, and he will come back for them.
现在我们来到第二个部分。
Now we come to the second part.
就是平安的道路。
The path to peace.
第四节我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 4.
我往那里去，你们知道那条路，你们也知道。
You know the way to the place where I am going.
这时候呢？耶稣告诉这些门徒，他说：“我要离开你们，但是我往哪里去呢？你们是知道的，我走的那条路，你们也是知道的。”
Here Jesus assured them that you know the place where I'm going, and you guys know the way.
这时候很有意思呢。
It's very interesting that.
我们一起来读第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”
Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going."So how can we know the way?
这个多马呢是一个非常有意思的门徒。
Thomas was a very interesting disciple.
在这个地方呢，他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么能知道呢？”他好像有很多的疑问。
So here he seems to be full of questions. Jesus, we don't know where you're going, so where is the way?
我们在圣经的其他地方呢，也读到多马。
In other places in the Bible, we also read about Thomas.
大家还记得有什么样的事情跟他有关呢
？Do you remember an incident?
对，耶稣基督他这个复活之后呢，向很多门徒显现。
So Jesus appeared to many disciples after he rose from the dead.
但是有一次呢，这个多马他不在场。
So one time Thomas wasn't there.
这个别的门徒呢就说耶稣基督复活了。
And other disciples told him that Jesus came back from the dead.
多马怎么说呢？他说：“我若不是亲手的摸着他，把手指头伸到他的那个钉痕里面，我就绝对不会相信的。”
And Thomas said, "You know, unless I touch my finger at his wounds and feel him, you know, I would not believe."
他的信心大不大呢
？Did he have a great faith?
我们感觉他的信心很软弱。
We feel that his faith is pretty weak.
我们这两千年来的基督徒，我们读到圣经、读到多马的时候，都觉得哇。好可笑啊！这个人，这个信心这么小。
So for 2,000 years, when we read about Thomas, some people ridiculed about him, say, "Oh, he has very little faith."
但是耶稣基督没有否定他，没有抛弃他。
But Jesus didn't deny him; he didn't abandon him.
后来有一次呢，耶稣专门的又向门徒显现，多马在场。
And there was one special time Jesus appeared, and Thomas was there.
我相信呢，主耶稣可能那一次是专门为多马再次显现的。
I think by that time Jesus appeared especially for Thomas.
耶稣伸出手来说：“你们来摸我，来摸我的钉痕。”
So Jesus stretched out his hand, say, "Touch me, touch my hand."
我有一次呢，有机会和普林斯顿的一些教授还有同学呢去印度。
One time I had a chance to go to India with my Princeton professors and students.
我们去拜访一个非常古老的教会。
We visited a very old church.
这个教会呢，他们说他们有两千年的历史了。
And this church said that they have about 2,000 years history.
这个教会的名字叫做圣多马教会。
So it's called the St. Thomas Church.
相传呢，是多马后来呢，不断的一路向东传福音，一直到了印度，最后在那里殉道。
It was said that Thomas kept going east to preach the gospel until he went to India and he died there.
你觉得你的信心很软弱吗
？So do you feel that your faith is very weak?
你看看多马他的信心是怎么样一点点成长起来的
？We can see how Thomas' faith begin to grow.
最后神一定一样是能够使用他，能够完成很大的工作。
And God continued to use him to accomplish great things.
我们一起来读第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me."
在约翰福音里面呢， 约翰他用七个主耶稣讲的我是来表明他的神性，耶稣基督的神性。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus used seven I am statements to show his deity.
因为在旧约里面呢，特别是在出埃及记，耶和华上帝呢向摩西启示他自己的时候，就是用这样一个动词来表明他自己的。
Because in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, God revealed to Moses with such verb, I am.
在希伯来文里面呢，这个耶和华这个词本来就是一个动词，什么样的一个动词呢？是表明是，表明存在的一个动词。
In the Hebrew language, the word Jehovah in its original meaning is a verb, which means it's a verb, it means I am.
在约翰福音里面呢，我们看见耶稣不断地说我是什么，我是什么，然后在这里呢有三个我是。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus continues to say, I am, I am, I am, and here we see three, I am.
耶稣没有说我指给你们道路怎么走。
Jesus didn't say, I'll point to you the way.
耶稣说我就是道路。
He said, I am the way.
就像耶稣说他是羊的门。
Just like what he said, I am the door of the sheep.
就是我们被造物想要跟创造主恢复关系。
So the created want to have a relationship with the creator.
唯一唯一的途径就是通过耶稣基督。
The only way is through Jesus Christ.
通过他的宝血，通过他的复活。
Through his blood and through his resurrection.
耶稣没有跟他的门徒说，我知道真理。
Jesus didn't tell his disciples that I know the truth.
耶稣说的是，我就是真理。
He said, I am the truth.
这是耶稣，他是整个这个宇宙中最真实的那个本质。
So Jesus is the most real essence in the whole universe.
耶稣没有说我有生命，我会给你们生命。
Jesus didn't say I have life and I will give you life.
耶稣说的是我就是生命。
He said I am the life.
生命的本质，我们从这个圣经上来说，可能都不是我们的心会跳，我们的大脑会有脑电波。
So the essence of life in our world is not that my heart can beat.And that I have wave in my brain.
生命最核心的部分是我们跟这个宇宙的创造主有完全的连接。
So the core of life is that we have connection with this God who created the whole universe.
有的时候我在想，我们生活在这样一个地球上，我们看到这些飞鸟鱼虫，觉得是司空见惯的事情。
Sometimes when we live in this world, we see, you know, the birds and then the fish.And the worms with all these are real things.
但是如果我们从宇宙的这个外层空间再来看地球的时候，我们发现哪怕一只小虫子，它这样的生存下来，它这样的繁衍它的后代，都是很勇敢很了不起的事情。
And sometimes from outer space and you look into this world, you see a little worm can procreate. It's an amazing thing.
神他是生命的本源，最核心的部分。
But God is the source of life and he is the core of our life.
然后耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
So Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
如果没有耶稣基督，如果我们不是信靠耶稣基督，我们通过其他的方法，不管你的这个你做多少的好事，你有多少的知识，没有办法真正解决我们生命中最大的问题。
So without Jesus, without knowing Jesus,There's many, many things in this world, even though we can accomplish, they mean nothing.
只有通过耶稣基督，我们才能够得救，能够恢复。
Only through Jesus we can be saved.
恢复我们跟创造主之间之前破坏的关系。
And restore the broken relationship that we had with the Creator.
我们一起来读第七节。
Let's read verse 7 together.
你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
If you really know me, you will know my father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
圣经里面从来没有出现一个词叫做三位一体。
The word Trinity does not appear in the Bible.
但是圣经里面很多的地方不断地告诉我们耶稣基督和父神，包括后来赐给我们的这个圣灵保惠师，他们就是这个同一位神，但是三个不同的位格。
But many, many places in the Bible, we can see that Jesus and God and later the Holy Spirit, they are one God, but with three personalities.
耶稣在这里说，你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。
So here, just say, if you know me, you will know the Father.
而且你们已经看见他。
And you have seen him.
那么这些犹太的宗教领袖，他们一定要置耶稣于死地的主要的原因呢，也是因为耶稣把他自己和父神 画了等号。
And the religious leaders wanted to put Jesus to death. One very basic reason is Jesus equated himself with God.
我们一起来读十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。即或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves.
耶稣的再来说呢，他说他在父的里面，父也在他的里面，还是告诉我们一件事情。
So here Jesus repeated, I am the Father and the Father is in me. He wanted to say something.
就是耶稣基督他是神的一个位格的这样的属性。
That he is one person in the Godhead.
然后耶稣呢也知道我们的信心软弱。
And Jesus also know that our faith can be weak.
他对这些门徒说，即或不信，
Even if you don't believe me,
也当因我所做的事信我。
You should believe because of the work that I did.
耶稣做了哪些事情让这些门徒看见过吗？
So what has Jesus done that the disciples observed?
哇，太多了。
So many of them.
让瘸子起来行走，让瞎眼的得看见。
The lame can walk, the blind can see.
用五饼二鱼喂饱五千个男丁
，feeding 5,000 men with 5 bread and 2 fish，
洁净大麻风，让死人得复活
，and cleansing the lepers and raise the dead。
耶稣说：“你们经历我这么多，也应该会相信我吧。”
Jesus, you have experienced so much, you should have come and believe me。
我们来到今天的第三个部分
，so we're coming to the third part，
就是平安的实践
，living out the peace。
哎呀，大家问。说牧师啊，你讲了我们这个平安的根源是我们要相信耶稣，然后这个平安的道路呢，耶稣他自己就是道路、真理、生命。那我怎么能够得着这样的平安？你快教教我。
So, Pastor, please teach me. You mentioned that Jesus is the source of peace and He is the way to peace. So, how can I live out this? Please, please teach me.
耶稣他自己呢，告诉我们。
And Jesus Himself told us.
我们一起来读十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
Verily, verily, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
这些门徒的心理状态呢，本来是怕得要死。
So the disciples were very afraid at this time.
随时准备要逃命，要放弃了。
They're ready to run away and to give up.
但是耶稣呢，在这里不光是安慰他们，而且呢，是告诉他们耶稣所做的。那些神迹奇事，那样伟大的工作，这些门徒也要做。
But here Jesus not only comforted them, he also told them about their future, that they'll do greater things than what Jesus have done.
耶稣又进一步的说呢，还要做比那更大的事情。
And Jesus said, you know, you will do greater things.
哦，这些门徒觉得是不可以想象的事情。
To the disciples, these are unimaginable.
但是我们看教会的历史。
But as we look at church history,
可能耶稣他一生的时间。像可能最多可能就像几万几十万人传过福音。
We can see all through Jesus' life, he might have preached only to about more than 10,000, 20,000 people.
但是呢，后来他的门徒把福音带到世界的各个角落。今天我们大概有30亿的基督的信徒。
But his disciples carried the gospel to all over the world, and today there are about 3 billion Christian believers.
耶稣嘱咐我们要做更大的事情，而且。给我们这样的应许，说我们会做到更大的事情。
And Jesus told us that we're going to do greater things, and he said he'll promise that we'll do greater things.
我们需要有这样的信心。
We need to have such faith.
我们一起来读十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
耶稣在这里说呢，我们要奉他的名去求，要去祷告。
Jesus said here that we will pray in His name.
他就会成就。
And He will do what we ask.
我们为什么一定要奉耶稣的名来求呢？
Why do we have to pray in Jesus' name?
因为如果没有耶稣，我们罪人是不能够直接来到神面前的。
Because without Jesus, sinners cannot come to God directly.
正是因为耶稣他为我们所做的事情，他的宝血，他的复活，让我们可以直接的穿过幔子来到至圣所， 施恩宝座面前。
This is only because of Jesus' blood and resurrection that we can come boldly through the veil to God's throne of grace.
而且呢，耶稣基督给我们很好的榜样。
And Jesus gave us such a good example.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名祷告的时候呢，自然而然的会想起来同样的一个问题，同样一件事，耶稣会怎么样做？
Because when we pray, we will be reminded what would Jesus do in such circumstances.
耶稣是我们的中保，是我们的主。
Jesus is our mediator and he is our Lord.
耶稣说呢，我们要奉他的名，无论求什么，他必成就。
So Jesus said we should ask and pray in his name. So whatever we ask, God will do accordingly.
这是一个很大很大的应许。
This is such a great promise.
但是有人说，我能不能为一些坏的事情祷告呢？
But some people ask, can I pray also for some bad things?
耶稣也会成就吗？
Can Jesus do it?
你看耶稣说什么？说要叫父因儿子得荣耀。
But here Jesus said, know that God may be glorified because of the Son.
一个是我们为正确的事情祷告的时候呢，这个成就了父能够因着儿子得到荣耀。
So when we pray in Jesus' name, when we pray in the good things, and when it's answered, we can bring glory to God.
另外一方面呢，如果我们被不好的事情祷告，这个事情哪怕成就，神也不会得到荣耀。
But on the contrary, if we pray for bad things and they happened, God will not be glorified.
所以我想神也不会让不好的事情成就。
So I think God will not let something that's not good to happen.
很多年以前呢，我向一个人传福音。
Many years ago, I shared the gospel with someone.
他呢喜欢去赌场玩那个老虎机。
And he likes to play the slot machine, the gambling house.
我跟他传福音呢，他突然跟我说，那这样吧，我可以试一试。
Then I shared the gospel with him and he said, well, maybe I can do a little test.
他做了一个一周的计划。
He made a week plan.
第一天他向佛祖祷告，然后去玩老虎机。
First day he will pray to Buddha and go play the slot machine.
第二天呢，向真主祷告，然后去玩老虎机。
And the second day he will pray to Allah and go play the slot machine.
我忘了还有哪些这个不同宗教的神。
I forgot what other god he was praying every day.
就过了一段时间呢，我又遇到他。
So after a while I met him again.
他跟我说，好像耶稣是比较厉害。
He told me that, oh, Jesus is, you know, more magical.
我相信神没有成就这样的事情，这可能是概率的巧合。
I don't think that, you know, God really answered that prayer. This is just by the ratio, by the probability.
第十四节我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 14 together.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
哎呀，这个话不是跟十三节是重复的吗？
Isn't this a repetition from verse 13?
耶稣基督怎么在这里说这种啰嗦的这种
转圈话？ Why did Jesus want to repeat again?
耶稣不是啰嗦呀。
He wasn't repetitive.
耶稣是知道我们的信心不够。
He knows that our faith is weak.
他再一次的来强调这个事情。
He re-emphasized such a thing.
他告诉我们，你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
So he said one more time, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
耶稣是真的让我想让我们相信这个应许。
He really wants us to believe such promise.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
我想起来，我从小呢，就是一个比较独立的孩子。
So I grew up as a very independent child.
在我记事以后呢，我觉得好像大部分的时间我都是。独自的面对挑战问题。
As I grow up, you know, many times I find myself facing my challenges by myself.
我会自己做决定。
I will make decisions on my own.
然后同时呢，也会自己去承担我的决定带来的后果。
At the same time, I would bear the consequence of my decision.
我会自己经历所有的成功与挫败。
So I would experience success and failure by myself.
我一直呢，很难去开口跟别人请求什么。
It's very hard for me to ask somebody else for something.
很难把自己的苦恼呢去讲给别人听。
And very seldom I would share my troubles with others.
很难去跟别人那里呢去寻求帮助。
And very seldom or very hard for me to ask for help from others.
后来当我长大以后呢，
But when I grow up,
我学到一些心理学的知识。
I learned some knowledge about psychology.
原来我自己还觉得蛮好的这种独立性。
So what I think was good, that to be independent.
我后来呢才了解到，过分的独立呢， 可能是童年心理创伤的一种反应。
I learned that being overly independent maybe is a trauma from the childhood.
我信主之后呢，我才去学习怎么样能够去开口寻求帮助。
So after I became a Christian, I began to learn to open my mouth and ask for help.
我才去学习怎么跟别人开口请求别人的帮助。
To ask for others' help.
也才学习怎么样去开口请耶稣、请神来帮助我。
And also ask God, ask Jesus to help.
但耶稣在这里呢，不断地告诉我们说：“你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。”
So Jesus here repeatedly tells us, you know, ask anything in my name, my Father will do it.
那么平安究竟是什么？
So what is peace?
我们从自己出发，想要求得那种确定性和掌控感。
Do we seek our own peace by getting certainty and getting power?
是永远做不到的事情。
It is impossible.
因为我们是被造物，我们是完全有限的。
Because we are created and we are so limited.
我们想要这个追求的状态呢，是创造主的状态，是全知和全能的状态。
The status we want to seek only belongs to the Creator.
但是神，耶稣基督在二十七节这里说：“我留下平安给你们。”
So here in verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you."
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give to you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
Not as the world gives.
因为这个平安是我们跟创造主，跟那个真正的全知全能者紧密的联合在一起的时候，自然而然会拥有的东西。
Because this peace only comes when we have a close connection relationship with the Creator.
我们看自己的时候，哇，太没有掌控力，有太多的不确定性了。
We don't have the power to control, and we do not have certainty for the future.
我们看环境的时候，太没有安全感了。
And when we rely on our environment, you know, we lack that peace, and we don't have a sense of security.
但是神那里有完全的确定性和这个掌控。
But God has perfect certainty and perfect control.
耶稣基督告诉我们要通过祷告来跟他连接。
And Jesus told us.That through prayer we can connect with God.
他就留下平安给我们。
And He will leave us that peace.
我们一起来总结一下今天我们学习到的三个关键点。
So here is a conclusion. There's three points.
我们学到平安的根源是当你信任耶稣永恒的爱，即使一切失控，你仍然有平安。
So the source of peace is when we believe in Jesus' eternal love. Whatever may happen, we have that peace.
第二点呢，我们学习到平安的道路。
Second point is that we find the path to peace.
通过深入的认识耶稣，你就能够找到方向、真理和永恒的生命。
By knowing Jesus more deeply, we can find the way, the direction, and the truth.
第三点，我们学习到平安的实践。
And the third part is how to live in peace.
通过我们的祷告和信心的工作
，through our faith and the work of faith,
你就可以改变自己。和世界来荣耀上帝。
Oh, through prayer that we can change ourselves and then glorify God in this world.
到了最后呢，我请大家一起来背诵一节经文。
And finally, I want you to recite, memorize this verse.
我们一起来读约翰福音十四章第六节。
Let's read 14:6 together.
我们读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
We'll read three times and then have a test.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
准备好了吗？请向你旁边的人背诵出来。
So recite this verse to the person next to you.
大家背得很快。
So you all got it?
好，我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
Let's bow in prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our Heavenly Father, dear Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样的应许。
Thank you for such promise.
你要赐平安给我们。
That you will give us peace.
主啊，你说凡就是奉你的名祷告。
And you said that when we pray in your name.
无论求什么，你必成就。
Whatever we ask, you will do it.
主啊，愿意你来哈、啊，给我们信心，让我们完全的信靠你。
Dear Lord, please give us faith that we may trust you fully.
让我们不要看我们自己。
Let us not look upon ourselves.
让我们不要看环境。
And not at our circumstances.
让我们单单的来看你。
Let us look only to you.
我们愿意你赐给我们信心。
May you give us faith.
让完全的依靠你，与你一同的来工作。
That we trust you fully to work together with you.
主，我们愿意你来保守我们接下去的时间。
May you continue to watch over our time.
每一天都活在依靠你的里面。
That we live in close trust every day.
每一天都活在与你紧密连接的平安之中。
Every day we will be closely connected to you that we have peace.
主，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you so much, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.